Hi, this is John Hall. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 Acre.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we're going to listen back to what happened this weekend locally. We're going to hear an excerpt of a Sun Ra Orchestra performance July 29th at Opus 40 in Saugerties, recorded by Rita Ryan of WVKR. We're also going to tune in an excerpt of the Flowchart Foundation's July 31st show in Hudson. It's called Tennis Court Oath at 60 and John Ashbery at 95. From a WGXC web stream. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Your channel connection and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
You can find all about the Hudson-based circus, the Bindlesif Family Circus, on the WGXC community calendar. They're hosting the Bindlesif Circus's Summer of Joy 2022 in Hudson with five different programs for youth ages 6 through young adults, including circus art intensives for youth and participation in the Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival Parade. Also work on costume design and fabrication. They host the Hudson Juggling Club at Waterfront Wednesdays in Hudson, and a restorative justice facilitation training with the Hudson Youth Center and the Restorative Center of Newburgh. These programs run from June 29th to August 24th. You can find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. On July 29th, the U.S. House of Representatives voted 217 to 213, mostly on party lines, to ban assault weapons. Only five Democrats voted against the ban, while two Republicans voted for it. Locally, Democrats Sean Maloney and Paul Tonko voted for the bill, while Republican Elise Stefanik voted against. No vote was cast from the 19th Congressional District, as Antonio Delgado resigned months ago to become Lieutenant Governor. The bill, banning military-grade weapons that shoot multiple rounds and are not suited for hunting, is not expected to pass the Senate.
Ariel Zangler reports in the Daily Freeman that the city of Kingston has declared a housing emergency. Rent control regulations can now be enacted on city properties built prior to 1974 that have six or more units. The Common Council voted 7-1 on July 28th for a resolution declaring a housing emergency in the city and enacting regulations under the state's Emergency Tenant Protection Act. Minority Leader Michael Oliveri, a registered Democrat who won the Ward 7 election on the Republican Party line, was the lone no vote. Mayor Steve Noble signed the legislation into law on July 29th. Noble said in a statement, and I quote, "I am pleased to be able to codify this legislation and to implement these tenant protections here in Kingston. We have known we have a housing crisis in Kingston, and this is yet another step we are taking to protect our residents and make sure that everyone who wishes to live in Kingston is able to. With this law, there are more than 1,200 rental units that are now entitled to rent stabilization," end quote. An undeclared housing crisis exists throughout the Hudson Valley, with few new affordable housing going on the market recently. The problem of higher rents and few available units was made worse by the pandemic, with an influx of new wealthy homeowners and renters moving into the area from New York City recently. Majority Leader Rita Worthington, Democrat Ward 4, said, and I quote, "We are living in a time where housing, in particular, affordable housing, is almost non-existent. There is a housing crisis in our city. This resolution does not and will not solve the entirety of the crisis that we find ourselves in. But I do believe it is a step in the right direction," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Mid-Hudson News reports that Kingston Mayor Steve Noble has asked the State Public Service Commission to review Central Hudson Gas and Electric's response to three storms responsible this year for disrupting the power in the city, namely a February ice storm and two July thunderstorm events. In a letter to the commission chair, Noble said first responders and Central Hudson crews, quote, "did a tremendous job to restore service and protect public health and safety," unquote. But the mayor continued, "the widespread outages during all three storms, particularly in the Lucas Avenue corridor, were not related to downed trees or wires." Noble said, quote, "it is my understanding that these outages were due to circuit lockouts, issues with breakers, and or other issues related to the main transmission systems," unquote. The mayor has now officially requested that the Public Service Commission, quote, "look at these past three storms to identify what, if any, trends exist and to require Central Hudson and its parent company, Fortis, make whatever necessary improvements are required to create a more stable and redundant system in light of our changing climate," unquote. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com.
Roger Hannigan Gilson in the Times Union digs into the financial disclosures obtained from the campaign of Jamie Chaney, a candidate running for the new 19th congressional district seat in a primary August 23rd against fellow Democrat Josh Riley. Chaney has loaned her primary campaign $100,000. As an individual, Chaney has joint assets valued at between just under $4 million and just under $15 million, as candidates must only categorize their assets by ranges of value. She is a landlord to a property in New York City and another in Rhinebeck. She also owns and lives in a 65-acre farm in Rhinebeck. She is currently making money from consulting fees and dividends, as well as the rental properties. According to a statement from her campaign, and I quote, "Jamie Chaney started a successful business that holds Wall Street accountable by advocating for working parents to have rights like comprehensive health care, child care, and flexible work hours. She is running for Congress to protect reproductive health care, pass meaningful gun reform, and help working families across the district," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Jared Gallins reports for The Hill that the right-wing One America News Channel, or OAN, is being dropped by Verizon August 1st. Verizon said that economic considerations killed the deal and that OAN did not agree to, quote, fair terms, unquote. OAN has also been accused of not being fair with what it calls news coverage, repeating lies about vaccines and election results. DirecTV decided not to renew its contract with the network in January, leaving only minor carriers airing OAN. One of those minor carriers is Mid-Hudson Cable, which also airs lies from another so-called news network, Newsmax. That network just renewed its deal with Verizon, ensuring it sticks around longer, while OAN may not be able to survive without any major carriers. Fox News, Newsmax, and OAN, which all air on Mid-Hudson Cable locally, face multi-million-dollar lawsuits from Dominion Voting Systems over the false election claims they made after the 2020 presidential election. Read more about this story at The Hill.
Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that progressive New York lawmakers and environmental activists continue to push for a special session of the legislature to address climate change. Specifically, they want to vote on a bill meant to require the New York Power Authority to only provide renewable forms of power to customers. Assemblyperson Jessica Gonzalez Rojas said, and I quote, "As elected officials, we owe it to our constituents to do everything we can to combat this existential crisis. Our continued inaction will only perpetuate the injustices we are elected to address. Let's act with the urgency that the climate crisis demands," end quote. So far, Governor Kathy Hochul has given no indication that she wants to hold a second special session this summer. After a spat of mass shootings, Albany lawmakers passed some gun laws in a special session earlier this summer. And you can read that full story at New York State of Politics.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast for Monday, August 1st. And we start each Renewable Weather Forecast looking at the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Gas Buddy website says currently the Stewart's Shops in Caro has the lowest price of gas in Greene County. That's $4.45 a gallon. Then we take a look at the air quality forecast from the National Weather Service, and it is a very low 14 today. That's even lower than yesterday's 21, so good air quality today. But the UV index isn't so good. It's an 8, very high, is the prediction for August 1st. That means that if you're out and about in the sun between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., you should have a shirt, a hat, and sunscreen on. National Weather Service in Albany says Monday should be mostly sunny with a high of 79, good for local solar panels, with a south wind around 6 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Monday night, partly cloudy is the forecast with a low around 64. Tuesday, there is a 30% chance of showers, with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 84 and a low around 60. Wednesday is also sunny with a high of 86 and a low around 66. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears. On Monday, August 1st, tune in WGXC 90.7 FM to hear all sorts of creative community voices, including at 10 a.m., hop on the Afrosonic Taxi for a trip to Morocco. Then at 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favorites with Gang of Four, live from the WGXC Hudson studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. After the local news at noon, it's time for the Deep Threes show, this week with tracks from jazz legend Roy Campbell and Henry Threadgill and the video artist Namjoon Paik. At 4 p.m., it's time for the WGXC afternoon show, live from Western Massachusetts with Kieran Riley as your host. And then at 10 p.m., we go live to Acre with Nick and Lisa from Palinville with their Radiant Point show with all sorts of new music on 90.7 FM WGXC.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page.
and copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
Turn out for the Deep in the Valley show Saturday, August 20th, put on by WGXC volunteer programmer Andy French, who does the Crawl Out from the Fallout show once a month on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on WGXC, and his Raven Sings the Blues organization, with performances from Chris Forsythe, Ryan Jewell, Bill Nace, Wet Tuna, and others, Saturday, August 20th from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the From the Ground Brewery in Red Hook. That's the Deep in the Valley show, Saturday, August 20th. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
If you like music that's off the beaten path, and often off the beat, then tune in to Overlooked, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, just after the noon news. You'll hear underplayed and overlooked music of all genres, continents, and omniverses, Overlooked on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, August 1st. 58.3% of the way through the year, 53 days left until fall. Earlier this morning, temperatures ranged from 61 degrees in Tannersville to 67 degrees in Hudson. Soil is coming in at 69. We get a small chance of some rain early on, disappearing by 9 a.m., clouds recede today, letting the afternoon warm up to 85 degrees by 4 p.m. Overnight temperatures fall to 67 degrees, but it's going to feel a bit muggy. Tomorrow, a chance for rain all day, maybe some thunder, and a high temperature of 88 degrees at 4 p.m. 65 degrees overnight takes us into a dry-looking Wednesday with a high of 87. Thursday, we break the 90 barrier again, hitting 98 degrees and generating some afternoon thunder. Pollen levels for today will be medium high and likely to stay there all week. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:07 a.m., then high tide at 5:41 a.m., low tide again at 12:44 p.m., then high tide once again at 6:36 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 80 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:02 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:45 a.m. Looking way up, we see that some solar-generated plasma is due to arrive around Tuesday night. Solar wind speed is currently 471 kilometers per second at 4.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible until dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 39. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible, in part, by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Moments before he's hit with a 40-foot wall of sulfuric acid that will horribly burn everything in its path. Now, that's real acid, so I want to see goggles, people.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
It's almost always safety first at the Thingularity Radio program, so don't let that happen to you. Have your questions answered by sending them to CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com and tune in every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra or anytime at WGXC.org.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
That was 2022 new music from Lucretia Dalt. The song was called Atemporal on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
All we're doing is basically saying the largest corporations in America that have $1 billion of value or greater have to pay a minimum of 15% to help this great country.
Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin over the weekend defended his decision to support the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. He maintained the bill does not raise taxes, as Republican critics have suggested, but closes loopholes. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi began a tour of Asia on Sunday, but has remained silent about a potential visit to Taiwan.
So again, we have global responsibilities, whether it comes to three things, I always say, security, economy, and governance. And this will be part of that.
Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea, and Japan. Tennessee's primary election is this Thursday, and experts say what happens at the ballot box is closely tied to health outcomes in communities. More than 30,000 people have chosen to vote early. The Tennessee Justice Center's Senior Director of Health Policy and Equity, Kaniki Young, says the pandemic has highlighted how public health and voting are intertwined.
The channels that were created to convey public health messages during the pandemic, those same channels can be utilized as get out the vote platforms.
And in the mountains of eastern Kentucky, the death toll rose to 28 on Sunday as emergency crews continued search and rescue efforts after devastating floods. Lending director with the Mountain Association, Robert Allen, says many of the region's local businesses were just starting to make a comeback from the pandemic, and now they'll need help rebuilding. He adds that residents and rescue crews who are beginning the cleanup process are counting on shops and stores to provide necessities.
There are grocery stores that are there that are this vital part of the community where the food source is. There are businesses that are going to have a really hard time building back, and the economic impact is real.
In the UK, Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, faces widespread criticism after a report released over the weekend found his charity accepted more than $1 million in donations from the family of Osama bin Laden. On Saturday, the prince's office confirmed the bin Laden family gave money to the royal charity, but disputed claims Prince Charles was involved or made the decision personally to accept it. In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky has ordered the evacuation of the Donetsk region, where the fight against Russian forces continues. It's reported more than 80% of residents have already fled the region, where the Ukrainian government has accused Russian forces of targeting civilians. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Yesterday in your community, there were all sorts of local events, and WGXC has audio of some of them.
Last night.
Yesterday.
The day before yesterday.
Let's listen back now to this weekend. The Sun Ra Orchestra performed July 29th at Opus 40 in Saugerties. Here is a bit of an excerpt of that performance recorded by WVKR's Rita Ryan and available on YouTube.
Thank you.
yesterday.
Yesterday in your community, there were all sorts of local events, and WGXC has audio of some of them.
Last night.
Yesterday.
The day before yesterday.
We are listening back to some of the performances from the Flowchart Foundation in Hudson. On Sunday, July 31st, they held a show called The Tennis Court Oath at 60 and John Ashbery at 95 for the legendary Columbia County-based poet John Ashbery, with participants including Rebecca Wolf, George Quasha, Brandon Downing, Emily Skillings, Megan Mercier, Tracy Morris, and others. Here's an excerpt from the all-day performance Sunday, July 31st, that was aired on a WGXC web stream.
So next up is Antonio Sergio Bessa. He's going to be presenting on the Tennis Court Oath and Epic. So I want to focus on the podcast, and May is the title of this book and the cover of the book. As we know, during his years in Paris, Ashbery regularly wrote reviews of art exhibitions. Let's not forget that he also made collages. So in reading Ashbery, you must have in mind his interest in the visual arts. So the title on the cover, Image, seem to suggest that the book will deal with the history. And that, of course, brings to mind a sort of what Pound meant with a poem with the history. And we get into Pound territory. So, but John did not have much interest in Pound, as we know. And it's important to know that both poets lived in Europe for extended periods of great historical importance. In any case, I thought it would be interesting to contrast the two men and explore a little how they draw from history. About Pound, we know quite a lot about his investment in history, whether American history or European medieval history, or even Chinese. So I don't need to get too much into that. But in terms of Ashbery, it's a book that has always been seen as very, very difficult. Now, Dave Carmeni actually sent me a PDF once of an annotated copy that Ashbery did for an auction for Pan American. And in one of the notes, he mentioned, he writes the following, which is kind of an explanation of the title. So he was riding a bus in Paris, and he sees this group of people playing tennis in Jardin de Luxembourg. And he thought of the tennis court oath. And he explained that it was an event in Versailles that touched on the French Revolution, and he was intrigued about that sort of pastoral scene and everything.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Chocolate pigs are awesome.
I turned it down.
But only dogs can hear. Did you hear that?
No.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're headed to the home of Area 51, Nye County, Nevada, where conspiracy theories of another type, election fraud, have driven out the county's Republican chief election official. The Associated Press reports that Sandra Merlino has stepped down from her post after over 20 years of service, citing the public's persistent disbelief that elections have been conducted properly and personal attacks by local election deniers. Back in March, a special county commission meeting was organized by a group of citizens who, following the disinformation spread by President Donald Trump's campaign legal team and others, called into question the security and accuracy of the Dominion voting system tabulators used in the 2020 election. Out-of-state witnesses were brought in, further seeding doubt, after which the commission voted unanimously to count an estimated 20,000 ballots by hand for the June 2022 primary. As with everywhere else in the country, no significant evidence of fraud or election hacking was ever found in Nye County. President Donald Trump was elected in Nye County with 69% of the vote. On June 21st, the state court in Delaware ruled that the defamation lawsuits against Fox News parent company filed by Dominion Voting Systems and rival Smartmatic could move forward. Several other lawsuits are pending against former President Trump's allies and other news organizations. Read the AP story and get connected with the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast for Monday, August 1st. And we start each Renewable Weather Forecast looking at the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Gas Buddy website says currently the Stewart's Shops in Caro has the lowest price of gas in Greene County. That's $4.45 a gallon. Then we take a look at the air quality forecast from the National Weather Service, and it is a very low 14 today. That's even lower than yesterday's 21, so good air quality today. But the UV index isn't so good. It's an 8, very high, is the prediction for August 1st. And that means that if you're out and about in the sun between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., you should have a shirt, a hat, and sunscreen on. The National Weather Service in Albany says Monday should be mostly sunny with a high of 79, good for local solar panels, with a south wind around 6 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Monday night, partly cloudy is the forecast with a low around 64. Tuesday, there is a 30% chance of showers, with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 84 and a low around 60. Wednesday is also sunny with a high of 86 and a low around 66. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
Next, we hear from reedist Daniel Carter, bassist William Parker, drummer Gerald Cleaver, and pianist Matthew Shipp from their 2022 album Welcome Adventure Volume 2. This is the title track on the radio at WGXC. Thank you.
Hushka.